please stand for the reading of the gospel. Today's reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 12 through 23. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen great light, and for those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And he went from there, and he saw two brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, demoniacs and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. That is the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Thanks to the choir, and thanks to the worship leaders, including liturgists and acolytes and everyone. Happy Lunar New Year, everyone. Yesterday was the Lunar New Year's Day, and there was a special section on Lunar New Year in the Press Enterprise newspaper last Sunday. According to the Asian zodiac, it's the year of the rat. Guess which American animation character is the most famous one in the world? It's Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, right? No wonder Disneyland is trying to attract more Asians during the Lunar New Year season. Look at the photo from the newspaper article, and they're trying to celebrate Lunar New Year with everyone. The year 2020 is very special to me. I was born in 1960, so this year in November I will be 60 years old, and I am a rat. According to the Asian zodiac tradition, I'm supposed to be imaginative, charming, and intellectual. I'm not sure about that, but yet I am so blessed to be alive. I am so grateful for today. I'm still breathing, I'm still living, and I'm still able to give thanks to God, to everyone around me. It's already 2020. This year, my wife and I will be celebrating 35 years of a marriage, and comparing some of your longer years, like 60 or 70 years of celebration, we are only halfway there, but we are so grateful to God for everything. You know, we are always living within time. The length of time is the same to everyone, but depending on the person, situation, circumstance, we feel the time either too slow or too fast. You know, if I preach like a boring sermon and you know, oh my goodness, when are you going to stop, right? I mean, it's going to be, it takes eternity. And but if you are falling in love with someone, and wow, time is too short, right? When I was a child, time was moving so slow. And I'm almost 60 now, and time truly flies. Remember the Y2K anxiety when we were having transition from 1999 to 2000? Now another 20 years have come and gone. Wow, time is still moving forward as I am speaking now. Recently, I came across an interesting online article entitled How Long Is Right Now, written by Shayla Love. I found some interesting facts and study results from the article. For example, neuroscientists' best estimate for right now is only about 2.5 to 3 seconds or less. According to physics, right now is an illusion altogether. The author of the article mentions Saint Augustine, who knew this was a difficult concept to grapple with back around 400 AD. He wrote his autobiographical book, Confessions. He said, quote, "What then is time? If no one asks me, I know what it is. If I wish to explain it to him who asks me, I do not know." After some anguish, Augustine concluded that only the present is real, and the past and future simply exist in our minds. This is a philosophy now called presentism. Simply put, the past is just a memory. The present is direct experience, and the future is expectation. So, still the same question, how long is right now? Is it really that short? According to Mark Whitman, a time researcher at the Institute for Frontier Areas of Psychology and Mental Health in Germany, right now is definitely not a whole year, it's not a day, and not an hour. These time scales are too long. Even 1 minute, if you really think about it, is too much. Whitman says, quote, "We come closer and closer, and we end up in the few seconds range, close to how long it would take if I say now." So how long is the right now? Now, that's it. And he's right. According to a wide variety of studies, right now only lasts a few seconds or less. More, maybe it might be right now at all, but right a few seconds ago. So right now is always sandwiched between the past and the future. However, it is indeed the most important and precious moment. The German-American theologian Paul Tillich called this moment of right now as the eternal now. In his book, The Eternal Now, he wrote, quote, "The mystery is that we have a present, and even more that we have our future, also because we anticipate it in the present, and that we have our past also because we remember it in the present. In the present, our future and our past are ours," unquote. From this morning, 1 Corinthians and Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew passages, I'd like to share with you three brief insights on the importance and power of right now. Number one, remember that Jesus is always dwelling in you right now. Just before calling his first disciples, Jesus proclaims his very first message to the people. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Many biblical scholars agree that this preaching by Jesus affirms that his presence, his own very self-presence, signifies the kingdom of God on this earth. In other words, Jesus Christ brought the kingdom of God with him when he came down to the world. Jesus died on the cross, but he rose again. He ascended into heaven and will come again. On every first Sunday, as we participate in Holy Communion, we always sing communion hymns together, including this one. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We commune with Christ in the present time. Christ is with you always. Christ is dwelling in you always and everywhere. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. In our United Methodist Book of Worship, 529, we have a beautiful prayer written by St. Patrick in the 5th century. Please join me in this prayer. Let us pray together. Christ be with us, Christ before us, Christ behind us, Christ in us, Christ beneath us, Christ above us, Christ on our right, Christ on our left, Christ where we lie, Christ where we sit, Christ where we arise, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of us, Christ in every eye that sees us, Christ in every ear that hears us. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Christ. May your salvation, O Lord, be ever with us. Amen. Number two, proclaim the good news of Jesus right now. 1 Corinthians passage shows that the Corinthian church is suffering from divisions. They were arguing and fighting, yelling probably, by saying, I belong to Paul, I belong to Apollos, and I belong to so-and-so. Then verse 17, Apostle Paul emphasizes the main mission of the church, to proclaim the gospel. Verse 17 says, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. Please don't be confused by his expression. Paul does not put down baptism. He's not saying baptism is not important. That at that time, many church leaders baptized the people and they followed the leaders who baptized them. So Paul is emphasizing more on the importance of proclaiming the good news than following church traditions. Commitment is important, becoming a member of the church is important, but the more important thing is that we need to reach out people and share God's love with everyone and preach the gospel, the good news. And please don't be distracted by anything. Church is not a building, even though it's nice to have a beautiful building, but church is not a building. Church is you. Church is people. We are the church together. You are the church and you belong to one another. Church is not about the pastor, not about the administration or any traditions. Pastors come and go. Traditions can be changed. But the most important mission of the church is to proclaim the good news, to make disciples of Jesus Christ. The church is you. The church is your home. Last week, I attended an East District Planning and Strategy and District Union joint retreat at the district office in Ontario. And we were having a wonderful time. And one of the quizzes we shared about on the East District, how many churches are there? 66 churches. And also, another question came out. It was, which church in the East District was founded first? In other words, which congregation is the oldest? And I raised my hand and answered, it's the First United Methodist Church of Riverside, founded in 1872. I know that, right? And ding dong dang, I was right. I was correct. The congregation of you and the First United Methodist Church of Riverside will celebrate 150th anniversary in 2022. Only 2 years away, and 2 years will go fast. So, if we want to be a faithful and thriving congregation, we need to fill this sanctuary with people by 2022. We have about capacity of 500. You know, we're attending 100 some people. So if we can do it, right? Yeah. So we can truly give thanks to God for all the blessings for the past 150 years, I think God would be more pleased if we fill this place with people. So, when do we start inviting people to Christ? Don't wait 2 years. It's right now. Right now. Amen? Amen. Not so confident. Amen. 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 Okay, number three. Love God and everyone right now. Even though right now is short, its power would be amazing. If you realize that the present is ending now, and this at the same time the future is starting right now, you have the choice to make difference in your own life and in other people's life in many wonderful ways. Someone said, life is short, really means do something. And I can add to this saying, do something right now. Right now is the time we need to live out God's love. Hebrews 4:7 says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Instead, open your heart. Open your ears to listen to someone. Open your eyes to see that person. And open your heart to love that person. When? Right now. I'd like to close my sermon with what the Greek philosopher Epictetus once said. Very, very significant. He said, quote, the value of one's life is determined by how much love one gives, not by how much love one has received. Thanks be to God. Amen.